I can say that I've read that article from The Citizen, and partially I can agree with the Reddit chairman, Professor Rekaza Mkandala, on some key issues that the 2020 general election was neither free nor fair. Although, if you can ask them why then they did it took almost a year to produce that report, I think they have another story, and that's where we can part. First of all, within it, they have narrated some of the issues. For instance, on the issue of posters, that the opposition candidates failed to put up their posters. The Reddit, they were supposed to go further. That 2015 general election, it is true that we need to put posters, billboards across the country. But this time, it was not possible because in 2017, the government decided to change the local government laws, and all the issues concerning posters and billboards were now under the central government. And if you need to put any poster, you have to pay for the tax revenue of the country, something which was very expensive. And because it was controlled then by the central government, the only posters and billboards which were allowed across the country was for the late Magufuli.
The Reddit raised the issue of candidates being disqualified due to what they call shortcomings in the way they filled in their election forms. I followed the Tanzania election. There was always a dispute about some opposition candidates being disqualified. What do you make of this particular note that the Reddit makes about disqualification?
Yes, I can tell you that for the matter of local council election, candidates were disqualified without legal reasons. For the matter of members of parliament, for the case of our party, we did file candidates in all 264 constituencies across the country, in mainland and Zanzibar. But in day one, 28 of them were disqualified without any reason.
Even though you questioned Reddit for releasing this report late, is there some lessons to draw from their observations?
Yes, so we have several lessons to learn from their observation, and I do respect Reddit because I'm also a student of political science from the same university, from the same faculty. So I respect what Reddit is been doing. So we have a lot of lessons to learn from their report concerning our electoral system, concerning how we do conduct our elections in the country, concerning how to get resources for the candidates of the minority parties. And also we have to learn how the government is using the government machinery to facilitate election for the incumbent, using the state machinery, state resources for the benefit of the incumbent. That's why we are demanding to have a free, independent electoral commission. And also we are demanding for the new constitution of the country so that we can combine all the matters and put them under one roof. So next time we want see these kind of things in the election in our country.